Prakashyate tat param. Anybody wants to repeat? Jnanena tu tad ajnanam. Word to word meaning, jnanena, by knowledge, tu, the, but, tat, that, ajnanam, the science, yesham, whose, nashatam, is destroyed, atmana, of the living entity, tesham, there, Adityavat, like the rising sun. Jnanam, knowledge. Prakashayati, discloses. Tatparam, Krishna consciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which the science is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered, but those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam jnana plavena jnanagni sarva karmani and nahi jnanena sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna. As it is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanvan mam prapadyate. After passing through many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of the nascence. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience or Satan is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is perfect Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience, as the sun drives away darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not this body but is transcendental to this body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the super soul. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect, bona fide, Krishna-conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God, although he is paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God, because he and the living... Because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Shri Krishna therefore stated in the 2nd chapter that every living being is individual and that the Lord is also individual. They were all individuals in the past, they are individuals in the present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future. Even after liberation, at night we see everything as one in the darkness. But in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge. Om Agyanta Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahegana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahegana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvashe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapt Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I would like to welcome you all in today's Bhagavad Gita class. This is another beautiful verse of Bhagavad Gita. And this verse also answers many questions which common people ask. Like, there are many answers to many of the controversial questions also. But we will take four questions out of them. First question that we'll discuss is that there are so many Vedas, and people have good knowledge of the Vedas, but even after getting so much knowledge of scriptures, why sometimes people fall down to do some ghastly things which are totally unacceptable by the society, which even the normal people doesn't do? This is the first question. Second is, We all read scriptures and we get theoretical knowledge, but why are we not able to apply this knowledge? Like, we hear practically every day, we are not this body, we are soul, but we are not able to apply this knowledge. So we will discuss this question. Thirdly, we will discuss that when there are so many scriptures available, then what is the need to have a guru? When everything is given in the scriptures, why not we accept Bhagavad Gita as our guru and take knowledge from it? And the fourth question that we will discuss, if time permits, is that today so many people are becoming engineers, doctors, CAs. There are so many institutes. But in spite of having so many educational institutes, why we are not getting quality engineers, quality CAs? So all these questions are answered in this verse, and let's see how far we will be able to discuss. So let's start. Hare Krishna. So in the purport, first thing Prabhupada says that those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. But those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. And Srila Prabhupada is the example for this. When Prabhupada went to America to establish this Krishna consciousness movement, he faced so many problems. Practically every day there was a problem. But he did not become disturbed by those problems. He went for the mission of the Lord. On the instruction of his spiritual master, he was already in his very advanced stages. Lord Krishna knew that such a magnanimous task Srila Prabhupada has to complete. But in spite of all these things, Prabhupada faced so many difficulties. Srila Prabhupada wanted to train one American boy named David. Prabhupada thought that he will give this boy sannyas and take him to India. But one day, he became completely intoxicated and wanted to kill Srila Prabhupada. And in the middle of the night, Srila Prabhupada was on the roads. So many problems. But Srila Prabhupada was not disturbed. Why? Because he had very strong faith in Krishna. He had very strong faith in the words of Krishna. Avashya Rakshibo Krishna E Vishwas Palan. He had complete faith in Lord Krishna. That is why he was completely fearless. So when we have knowledge, we become fearless. When we have knowledge, we become fearless. Those students who prepare well for the exams, they are not feared with the examination. The others are very nervous. Let us understand this with a simple example. Supposedly, I bring a piece of brain, human brain, in front of you. And I keep it on this table. Now, how a human brain would look like? A piece of pink flesh. Okay. Now, if I tell every one of you to start describing this piece. Okay. You don't know what it is. And you all start describing it. You will tell something that it has got some lines, it is pink in color, it is very fleshy, it has got some sticky substances inside it. That's all. Maybe a few more sentences we will be able to tell. But when a neuroscientist will come, a brain surgeon will come here, he can give hours and hours and hours of lecture on simple that piece of brain. Because he has got that knowledge. We all would be speculating, but that neurosurgeon would give you the exact knowledge. Right? Why? Because he has the knowledge as it is. Similarly, our devotees like Srila Prabhupada, his representatives, they see the world with the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why they are completely fearless. They know what is happening. They know why our expectations are not getting fulfilled. That is why they are not getting bewildered. We see disturbance in the shallow water, but within the deep ocean, there is no disturbance. So those people who are situated deep into the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, they are never bewildered. That is why here it is said that those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. And the best way to remember Krishna is to read about Krishna, to hear about Krishna. When you read about Krishna, when you hear about Krishna, then you will never forget Krishna. So we should also try to go deeper and deeper into this knowledge. That is why Lord Krishna has given us such a vast Vedic literature. Lord Krishna has given us Vedas, Upanishads, Aranyakas, Puranas, so many things Lord Krishna has given us to read. But do you think that simply by reading these Vedas, Puranas, we will become self-realized? No. And here comes the answer for our first question. That why people have such a big knowledge of the Vedas, but they still commit things which are unacceptable by the society. People, they are trying to get this scholarly hold on these scriptures. Actually, nobody can take a hold on these scriptures scholarly. That is why Srila Prabhupada has said that we should not hear from the professional reciters. Because the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is not the subject of the brain. It is the subject of heart. That is why it is said that Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita. This knowledge will not be revealed in the brain, it will be revealed in the heart. And hence, simply by getting a scriptural or scholarly hold on Vedas, nobody will be able to succeed in life. So once, a few years before, I was doing book distribution in Delhi, and in Connaught Place, I met one South Asian woman. She was smoking, and I was passing by with books, and she said to me that, why are you distributing Bhagavad Gita? Why don't you read Vedanta Sutra? Vedanta Sutra has got very high knowledge. So this lady, having a big cigarette in her hand, is telling me, then you read Vedanta Sutra. She was saying that I read Vedanta Sutra every day. What is the value of reading Vedanta Sutra in this way? So this kind of knowledge is not going to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari Bol, can you please open Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 verse number 8? Now you see that even Arjuna was presenting many scholarly arguments in chapter 1 for not fighting. But in spite of putting so many arguments, Arjuna was not satisfied. What was the reason of his dissatisfaction? He knew the scriptures. He knew what is right, what is wrong. He is passing very logical arguments, but still he was disturbed. So Srila Prabhupada answers this question in this purport. Srila Prabhupada says that although Arjuna was putting forward so many arguments based on knowledge of the principles of religion and moral codes, he was talking about religion and moral codes, it appears that he was unable to solve his real problem without the help of the spiritual master. So all these arguments which are from the religious books, which are all defined by the moral codes, will appear to be useless if they are not guided by a bona fide spiritual master. That is why Arjuna was bewildered. And that is why even after getting the knowledge of Vedas, we are bewildered. Therefore, the knowledge should come from a bona fide spiritual master, not just any scholarly person. So this is answering our first question. Next part is that now we have come to the point that we require a spiritual master. And in every field we require a spiritual master. A guru or teacher is required. Whether you have to get material knowledge, still a teacher is required. Today, if you open YouTube, you will see so many videos on medical science. But in spite of having so many videos on medical science which are available on YouTube, you cannot become a doctor. Until and unless we are trained by a doctor, we cannot become a doctor. Even if we read so many books, even if we hear so many lectures on YouTube, if you want to become a doctor, we have to practice under a doctor. That is why simply by reading these scriptures, we cannot become the devotees of the Lord. That is why a guru is required. So this is answering your third question first, that why, in spite of having so many scriptures where full knowledge is available, we require a guru. Now you see that anyone who has surrendered to guru, the knowledge has come on its own automatically, because this is a revealed knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is not a dead science. What is the difference between a novel and Bhagavad Gita? Suppose if I start reading a novel, I may read a novel one time, two times, three times, and I will become very expert with the content of that novel. But in spite of reading Bhagavad Gita hundreds of times, we may not get an inch of Bhagavad Gita, because Bhagavad Gita is not a dead book. Bhagavad Gita is Lord Krishna. Bhagavad Gita can be read only in a service attitude. And when it is being read and understood under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita cannot be revealed. So many people have been reading Bhagavad Gita, they are not becoming devotees. They may develop some sentimental attitude towards God, but a real devotee will become only after following the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master. And how this is true is explained in the first canto, first chapter, verse number 8. A wonderful example of Sut Goswami is given in that chapter. So Sut Goswami in this context, Sut Goswami is now sitting there to speak to the sages, the subject of Srimad Bhagavata. And the sages are describing the wonderful qualities of Sut Goswami. And this verse describes the wonderful qualities of Sut Goswami in this context. It is said that Vetham Tam Swami Tat Sarvam Tatvatas Tat Anugrahat Bruhe Snigdasya Shishyasya Guru Guhyam Apyuta. And because you are submissive, your spiritual master have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us that you have what you have scientifically learned from them. What are the qualities of Sut Goswami? He is submissive to his spiritual master. Therefore, spiritual master has endowed him with all the qualities. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagati kuto api. Without the mercy of spiritual master, we cannot get Krishna. And if spiritual master's mercy we have got, we can get everything. We saw the example of Vyasadev, who was such a scholarly person, who practically gave all the Vedas, but he was completely bewildered. And who helped him? His spiritual master Narad Muni. Only by the help of Narad Muni, Vyasadev could get happiness, satisfaction in life. His complete knowledge of Vedas, Upanishads, Purans was not helping him. We have another example of Sanjay and Dhritarashtra. Let us do a comparative study between Sanjay and Dhritarashtra. Now, Sanjay and Dhritarashtra both are hearing Bhagavad Gita. Both are hearing Bhagavad Gita. But what was the attitude of Sanjaya? After hearing Bhagavad Gita, he says that he was in great ecstasy. The 18th chapter, verse number 74. He was in great ecstasy. He says the Rom Harshan Jayate, his entire body is shivering, and he says that I have heard the conversation of the two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on the end. This was the result of hearing by Sanjaya. And what was the reason why he could hear so sincerely is explained in the next verse, 1875, where Sanjaya says that by the mercy of Vyasa, by the mercy of Vyas, Vyasadev is the guru of Sanjaya. He says that by the mercy of Vyas, I have heard these confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. He is giving all credit to his spiritual master. And what was the attitude when Dhritarashtra was hearing Bhagavad Gita? Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yuyotsava Mamaka Pandavashaiva Kimakurvata Sanjaya. He is saying that both the parties are standing for fight. What did they do? He wanted to confirm whether his son is fighting or not, whether they will win or not. His motive behind reading Bhagavad Gita, motive behind hearing Bhagavad Gita was not devotion. He has ulterior motives to know the situation. But how Sanjaya is reading Bhagavad Gita? By the mercy of my spiritual master Vyasadev. And Dhritarashtra here was not in the hearing mode. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 13th chapter, we see how Dhritarashtra developed renunciation. When Dhritarashtra was ready to get this message, Vidura appeared as his spiritual master. And he came and he gave him the instructions. And now Dhritarashtra was ready to accept those instructions. He heard very attentively. He heard for himself. And that is why immediately, within few instructions, he developed the renunciation and left the kingdom. And here, after hearing entire Bhagavad Gita, then nothing happened to him. Because here he was not prepared to hear. But now he was prepared to hear. Here there was no genuine surrender. But here we see there was a genuine surrender. And you see, immediately Dhritarashtra developed renunciation. He realized the knowledge. We have example of Arjuna, who surrendered to Krishna. Only then he was satisfied. Earlier he was passing so many arguments he was passing. But then he said, Shishyaste ham sade matvam prapannam. I accept you as my spiritual master, and whatever you say, I will accept it. And that is why he became completely satisfied. Nashta moho smrite labdva tat prasadad mechata. His moho, illusion, got completely vanished. Why? Because he surrendered unto his spiritual master, Lord Krishna. We have example of Dhruva. Dhruva, he followed the instructions of his spiritual master, Lord Narada. It's very submissively. He was the son of a king. He was so courageous that at the age of 5, he went to the forest to perform the austerities. No ordinary child can do this. But he very submissively followed the instructions given by his spiritual master. And within 6 months, he met the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have example of Mrigari. Such a big hunter. Everybody in his family, their family business was violence. But he took shelter of his spiritual master Narad Muni. Except he had to leave everything. He had to leave his profession. He accepted it, but followed the instructions of his spiritual master, and see what was the result. Lord Krishna arranged everything for his survival. We have example of Prahlad Maharaj, who heard from his spiritual master when he was in the womb of his mother. After that, he did not meet his spiritual master. But he kept those instructions to his heart. And see, what was the result? At the age of 5, he was sitting on the lap of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he genuinely surrendered unto his spiritual master. So you see, the knowledge will automatically come. This is revealed knowledge. This is practical knowledge. And that is the reason why sometimes, even after having a scholarly hold on the scriptures, we are not able to apply this knowledge. Because by now we have not developed that genuine surrender unto our spiritual master. If we surrender unto our spiritual master, then automatically this practical working knowledge will come. So this answers the second question. So the three questions have been answered. We have another example of Indra, who offended his spiritual master Brihaspati. And what happened? He lost everything. So if we surrender unto our spiritual master, we will get everything. If we do not surrender to the spiritual master, we will not get anything. All the ignorance, all our bad habits, everything will go away on its own. Just like when the sun comes, the darkness goes away on its own. We don't have to make any efforts to drive away darkness. We just have to come in light. But who can help us if we will close all the curtains and sit inside the dark room? Then who can help us? Therefore, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have Prabhupada lectures, Prabhupada books. We have so many representatives of Srila Prabhupada who are preaching this knowledge all over the world. And we should take the full advantage of this great fortune and develop a genuine surrender unto Lord Krishna. Next point arises. Srila Prabhupada talks in the middle of this purport that how we can develop relationship with Lord Krishna. Prabhupada says that one can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. Only when we meet the representative of God, only then this relation will develop. Let's take an example. Supposedly, you want to know Ram Hari Das. Now, one way is that you go and sit inside your room and speculate how Ram Hari Das is. What Ram Hari Das looks like, what he likes, what he doesn't like. You keep speculating. But if you meet some friends of Ram Hari Das, then they can tell you what he likes, what he is. Right? So that is an easy way to know about Ram Hari Das. Similarly, the friends of Lord Krishna, his representatives, have come here. They are preaching this philosophy. We should learn from them. Because simply by the independent study of books, we cannot learn about Lord Krishna. That is why when Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he came as Vyasadev, his representative, and Vyasadev wrote everything. Then so many acharyas, they came and they preserved this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And then Lord Krishna, who came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who showed how practically this knowledge can be applied. Then the representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and they further elaborated this knowledge. And then their representatives, Srila Prabhupada, came, who compiled everything in a very easy, understandable language, and which was presented in the Bhaktivedanta purports. And we are seeing the representatives of Srila Prabhupada and their representatives who are preaching this knowledge in the whole world. That is why Srila Prabhupada is saying that one can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets the representative of God. And that is why you see Srila Prabhupada has created so many temples, so many centers to give us this association. And now that we have got this human form of life, we should take the advantage of this knowledge, this opportunity to associate with devotees, to learn the process of devotional service from them. Otherwise, this life will also go. We already missed so many opportunities, this opportunity will also get missed away. And then what will happen? We will have to go back into the cycle of birth and death, into the species of plants, animals, birds, fishes, so many species we have to go to. Therefore, this is a very important opportunity. This human birth is meant to realize Krishna. We cannot realize Krishna on our own efforts. We need a bona fide spiritual master. That is why you see Srila Rup Goswami, when he explains about the process of devotional service, he is giving so many steps to know which are related to spiritual master. He says that first you accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Then he says that become initiated by a spiritual master and learn how to discharge devotional service. Third, obey the instructions of the spiritual master. Whatever spiritual master says, we should obey that. We should not become envious of our spiritual master. If we are envious of our spiritual master, then this knowledge will not get revealed to us. That is why Lord Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that, O Arjuna, because you are not envious of me, hence I am giving you this confidential knowledge. We should not treat our spiritual master as just another ordinary person and we should become envious of him. No, our spiritual master is a representative of the Lord. And he should be given all respects. Not that we become sentimental, but we should offer him all the respects. Then, following in the footsteps of great acharyas under the direction of the spiritual master. This is very important. Sometimes we take to the commentaries, books of so many different acharyas. We are not here to become scholars. We are not here to become preachers. We are not here to show our talent. We are here to become servant of our spiritual master. So whatever is required for us, our spiritual master will prescribe. Just like you go to a medical shop, there are so many medicines, variety of medicines. There are different colorful medicines in different shapes, different states. Some are in solid, some are in gas, some are in liquid. We don't become attracted to all the medicines and start eating them. We only take to those medicines which are prescribed by the doctor. Similarly, our spiritual master, who is our guru, who is Vaidya, has prescribed a process for us. And we will follow that. And that will give us all perfection in life. We don't need anything else. Whatever Srila Prabhupada has given in his book, that is sufficient for us. Like in the scriptures, which Srila Prabhupada did not touch, like Bhavishya Purana and everything, there are explanations of so many different incarnations of God. We are not concerned with them. There are so many processes described in the Vedas and Puranas to achieve perfection. We are not concerned with them. Whatever is required for us, Srila Prabhupada has given that. Why we have Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why we leave the worship of Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why we leave the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and chant some other mantras? No, we will not chant those mantras. What is the requirement? We have Lord Krishna, who is supreme. We have Ma Mantra, which is the highest mantra. We have Bhagavad Gita, which is the highest philosophy. So let us give this life for serving Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for chanting this Maha Mantra, which is the topmost mantra, for reading Bhagavad Gita, which is the direct instructions of Lord Krishna. Let us give this life for these things. Like in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains one thing very nicely. Prabhupada says that all the knowledge which is there in the scriptures, it is there in Bhagavad Gita. Yet the knowledge which is there in Bhagavad Gita is not there in other scriptures. Because Bhagavad Gita has been spoken directly by the Supreme Personality of God. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have the wonderful opportunity to study Bhagavad Gita. And hence, we should be very polite and submissive to our spiritual master. If we are not submissive to our spiritual master, this knowledge will not develop. Even the material knowledge will not develop if we insult or are disrespectful to our material teachers. That is why we are not getting good engineers, CAs and medical people, because they are not respectful for their teachers. So that is answering the fourth question that I said. And the verse is very deep, there are lot of understanding more. Read and we can discuss more. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead is about to appear, and we will welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.